BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is Thursday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Five-piece R&B group Mike Lowry play Innuendo Bingo, and it's amazing. Five against one, poor Chris. Another round of bangers, and there's some terrible news about the Scott Mills Bridge. Our reporter is on the scene.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio.
Hope you're okay this afternoon. I'm a little bit shook up, but I'm fine. Some terrible news overnight. I mean, does 2016 want to throw anything else at us? I woke up and, I mean, I've never had so many messages on my Twitter. Absolutely ridiculous scenes. If you don't know, overnight there was a fire at Fleet Services on the M3. A huge fire. Thankfully, thank God, nobody was hurt. And the firefighters did an incredible job. I've just tweeted them, actually, saying that they did so well. Hampshire Fire Services, big up.
Yeah, because they were going through the night trying to put this fire out.
It's been big on the news today. Big, big fire at Fleet Services. And it does seem to have done a lot of damage. But thousands of people concerned about my bridge. If you don't know, I do have the bridge connecting north and southbound. That's my bridge. There's even a plaque.
That's my bridge.
And I've had, I'm telling you, thousands, and I mean thousands of messages overnight. I woke up and my Twitter was crazy.
Well, do you remember we did the big opening ceremony there for the bridge? And what's crazy is a large amount of the news reports that I've been reading about this fire at Fleet Services, they mention you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been on the news.
Like, it's kind of ridiculous.
Because it is called the Scott Mills Bridge. But I've seen it on actual news reports, like, the bridge, named after Radio 1 DJ Scott Mills.
Yeah.
And, like, look, these are some of the messages I'm getting. Massive fire at Fleet. What's the current state of your bridge? Hope it's okay. Scott, your bridge, just before Christmas too. Tell me this is not the end. I visited it with my girlfriend many times. Glad no one was hurt, and it seems your bridge is fine. James says, this is a sad, sad day for Fleet Services. Is Scott holding up okay? Glad nobody is injured. Well, I can tell you, we actually have a reporter on the scene. I can cross over to her now, Joe Palmer. Joe, can you give me an update, please?
Thanks, Scott. And I can confirm that the bridge is smoke damaged, but still intact, just like the great man himself. Joe Palmer, BBC News, reporting from Fleet Services.
Thanks, Joe.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I wonder where all those kids are now.
Oh, not again.
No, let's not do it again.
Didn't one of them contact you after the last discussion we had surrounding...
Well, that song was made in the early 70s, so I said, they're all dead. They're not.
Throwaway comment, which was meant as a joke.
I didn't mean it, obviously, but one of the people were on going, actually, I was in that choir, and I'm now 62. Good. That was Wizard, and I wish it could be Christmas every day. Oh, I am pleased about the bridge. Christmas is saved.
The bridge is fine.
Yeah, and you know,
I believe.
It's fine.
We think, yeah.
We think, yeah. Ryan says, thank God if your bridge did burn down, I doubt I'd ever get over it. Christmas, rubbish jokes are off.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm looking forward to seeing Mike Lowry today. Despite having a band name that sounds like he could be the mid-morning presenter on BBC Radio Humberside, they are, in fact, a five-piece R&B band from Liverpool, and they've been supporting Bieber on his tour in Europe. So they're playing Innuendo Bingo today. So it's you against five boys.
Yeah, fair.
How do you feel about that? It's really fair, right?
Another fair one.
1:45 today. Listen and watch Innuendo Bingo.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Here are Mike Lowry. All right, boys. Oh, wow. There's so many of them.
It's going to be quite an intense game, I feel.
Yeah.
There's a lot of you against me.
So it's basically you five against Chris. So I wonder who's going to get wettest.
Yeah. Chris.
Listen, thank you so much for coming in. I know we spoke to you on the phone before, but I think we were just on speakerphone. But it's nice to all see your faces.
Yeah.
You pretty much spend all your time together at the moment, right?
Yeah.
Like all the time.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Yeah. Is there any point, like, I don't know whether it was during the Bieber tour, because you did all that, and you've got another tour in Europe in February where you're doing all the dates.
Yeah.
Is there a point where someone in the band is going to snap and be like, okay, I've had enough?
So we've already reached that point.
Always. Many occasions.
Multiple times.
All right, tell me all about it. What happened?
What was the last one? I think it was me and you. On one of the dates in Lisbon, we were on stage and they had to
they had to cut the set time for some reason.
We had to cut the set short.
There's something to do with the laws of Portugal where they can't be on. And then basically we just got carried away on stage. We were doing mannequin challenges and all sorts with the crowd.
Oh, I saw that, yeah.
And I was on the side of the stage where the stage manager was, and I could just see him fuming the whole time. So I couldn't enjoy the performance, and Ben was getting carried away on stage.
I came off like proper buzzing, like, oh my God, that was amazing. And Kane was like, no.
So you two argued.
We had the proper fallout.
I see. I quite like this because generally, if you get like a band in, like you boys, you like everyone's like, no, we get on fabulously well all the time. And it's like, that's just not realistic.
That's never the case.
We've been together long enough now. We're like,
exactly.
We've argued.
We know how to deal with each other.
How do you deal with it? Do you get sat down by a manager?
No, it happens and we just forget about it. Just move on.
You hate the person for the rest of the day and then
you wake up and it's cool.
Just a new
day. Do you know it's usually while we're hungry. That's the worst. Yeah, awesome. And once you've eaten, it's all good.
Oh, but that's another question then. So when you're in a big band like yourselves, right, do you all have to kind of eat the same thing? Is it like being someone's kids, you know? It's like the same meal for you.
I'm imagining that like there's a big house and a bell goes and it's like, time to get up, boys. And you all have to share the same phone.
Breakfast.
Yeah.
No. Final food's an argument. Yeah.
It takes like hours to decide on where to eat properly.
It always comes down to chicken, though.
Basically.
So the Bieber thing was good, right? Obviously, it did wonders for you.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
And you gave him a Liverpool shirt, right?
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
He was like, "What is this?"
We were like, it's
"LFC,
only team you ever need to support."
It's quite awkward as well because there's been a picture of him in an Everton shirt before, so
He actually does support Everton, though, doesn't he?
Oh. Does he?
Yeah.
Not anymore.
We tried to convince him.
Does he?
No, he doesn't. He's got a few teams that he supports.
It's not guaranteed. He's just
a Liverpool fan now.
Teams that he supports, though. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
I saw a video of Justin Bieber yesterday and he says to someone that they've got a stupid face. Did any of you encounter this kind of terrible language?
Or did you know, sometimes he'll just do like one sentence, you're like, oh, like, you got a stupid face, and that's it. any of those?
You know what, he actually did say that to Callum, remember?
Did he?
He went, I don't like your face.
That's to our photographer.
Classic Bieber. Classic.
It's kind of deep.
Just don't like your face.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Laura has finished school early. She can watch you now. Natasha says, I've told my whole office to shut up and we're listening to Mike Larry play In Your Bingo. You can watch and listen now. Sandy from Bradford's a massive fan of that track. Sal from Liverpool says, OMG, those voices, I'm in love. This is literally the most people we've ever had playing In Your Bingo. It's not really fair on Chris, but hey ho. It's 5 of Mike Lowry against 1 Chris Stark. And you're about to witness the wetness. If you want to watch it, it's always better when you watch. Get on your phone or tablet or computer or laptop now.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Maybe one round with this
couple. No.
Okay, here we go.
One round. We'll do 3 rounds.
All right, lads. Also, you lads at the back are obviously going to go over the 3 at the front. Yes, I mean, you need to watch this to fully appreciate it. It's so good.
Yeah, but you aren't even going to get sprayed for this whole thing.
Exactly.
Chris. I can try, but yeah, I might hit you on the way.
No, Chris has good spray, though, so
injection.
Don't worry if you're at the back. You will get wet. Okay. Here we go, please. Loads of water in all of our mouths. All 6 people playing Innuendo Bingo today. This is going to be a wet one.
Put it in our mouths.
In mouths. When you hear something funny, which is the innuendo, then hopefully the water will spill out over your colleagues.
Colleagues.
I suppose they are colleagues, really.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Now, the first show we're going to go to is How the West Was Won on BBC 4. Ray Mears is in California in an abandoned Wild West town. And we join Ray in what used to be the town's general store, where he's found all sorts of interesting things.
Redskin salmon. Baking powder, pound chocolate, mechanic's soap. This is a real glory hole. It's amazing.
Okay, and we're off. This isn't going to go well for you, Chris.
Did you throw up?
No.
Oh, we haven't had our first thrower upper, have we?
This is a real glory hole.
Ray Mears there. Thank you very much. And now, Let's go over to the Today programme on BBC Radio 4. Here's Professor Bart De Strooper explaining why there is some underfunding for a project that Bart De Strooper is currently working on. I mean, calling them this definitely isn't going to get him any more money.
I completely agree with that. I think that's the main problem, which explains also why for decades we have seen underfunding of this area of research.
He said decades.
For decades we have seen underfunding of this area of research.
Who's wettest at the moment?
He's definitely the wettest.
He's
wettest.
Yeah.
I'm standing up.
Yeah.
You take that jacket off. This is a nonsense.
Okay, let's put more water in as we go to a favourite from last week. It's over to BBC Radio 4 and a show called Saturday Live, where they're attempting a Christmas pantomime, but with a difference.
It's Saturday morning, it's gone nine, and still no sign of Dick.
Oh, lad!
Oh, you just messed yourself there.
Who was that? Was that you?
Hey, look at me pants.
Oh, I'm so wet.
You did that to yourself.
This is so good. We need to get five people to play it more often. It's ridiculous.
And still no sign of Dick.
Dick Whittington there. And Radio 4's own version of the classic programme. Okay, back to your positions, please. Mike Lowry playing Innuendo Bingo. We're crossing over to Radio 2 now, and Michael Ball has got actress Priscilla Presley on the show. Now, normally it's quite a good idea to compliment your guests, especially if they, you know, they brought something in to show you. I hope that Priscilla took this the right way. Over to Michael Ball.
Yes.
I look forward to it. Can I say thank you for bringing all this stuff into the studio with
you? Thank you.
Nice beaver.
What a compliment.
Do you know what?
I missed it.
I actually stopped it too soon. So reload your waters, please. Here we go. Reload.
This is properly soaked in.
Anyone else?
Ben got very excited.
Everyone got your waters there? Here we go.
Nice beaver.
Oh, thank you. I just had it stuffed.
That's actually a classic line from the movie The Naked Gun, of course. They wouldn't know that, they're too young.
Nice beaver.
Water, please. Now a classic from Radio 4's PM. And we find this reporter sampling a rather unusual product in a dark wine cellar.
Really, in the winemaking, producers are allowed to use so many different things that at the very end, what do you drink is not exactly what you think that you're drinking.
Down in the cool depths of his cellar, Stefano poured me some of his natural wine.
Oh, my God, look at what we got. Did it come out your nose? What the hell, Dean?
No. Oh, we've had... Yeah, that does happen. Sometimes it does come out of your nose.
I'm not allowed to stand behind anyone.
No. Stefano there in the wine cellar.
Stefano poured me some of his natural wine.
Now, we haven't heard from her in a while, so it's time to go over to Caroline Martin and the archives from her on BBC WM. Now, you boys, Mike Lowry, you must have a good team around you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you make them feel like appreciated, even though that, you know, they're not really in the limelight.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like all good presenters, Caroline, this presenter, likes to show her appreciation to her studio engineers that have solved her lighting problem in the studio.
That's Phil Collins and Philip Bailey, Easy Lover. It's BBC WM 95.6. Do you know what? We've just had excitement in the studio. My light bulbs went. I've just had three men come in to change or to put the power back on. I'm going to blow them every day if I get those three back again, I'll tell you. Oh, I was cheering.
Oh, wow. That was the wettest one yet. Oh, this is carnage. Okay. One more. Actually, no, two more. A classic now from BBC Newcastle, Reload Your Waters. Now, you might remember, guys, before Ed Balls was on Strictly, he did have to go on the radio to discuss a lot more serious topics as a politician. Now, if I was an MP, I wouldn't really want to be caught with one of these either.
But I think the sensible thing for anybody is to make sure you've got a record of it and you've done things properly.
Well,
Ian Duncan Smith, the Conservative Work and Pensions Secretary, says he'd never ask for a receipt for a cash and hand job.
Cash in hand job there, of course.
Go all over you.
Roy, how are you doing?
Where is it gone?
Well, this is the wettest ever. It's out of control. Chris, tame them.
And then they're falling out.
Oh, there's another fallout going on. Okay, one more. Let's make this the biggest one. Here we go.
One more, guys.
One more. Reload your waters. An all-time classic to finish from Gok Wan's cooking show, Gok's Wok. That's the name of the show. And Gok reminds us here that it's always important to have fun while in the kitchen. I definitely want some of what he's having.
You haven't got it all the way down your top, all over your face and in your hair. You've not really enjoyed it properly.
Wow. It's just spray so after spray. It's like the fountains in Vegas in here. That was Mike Lowry in your bingo. Boys, have a Merry Christmas. Sorry for getting you so wet. The Scott Mills Daily. Do you remember when I lost my wallet a while ago and had to write that IOU to the taxi
it's
driver?
The best. It's on my Instagram somewhere. You have to scroll through a bit.
Is it?
Yeah.
I had to write it down. I was like, I, Scott Mills, promise that I, at some point, will give you some money. And
it was after the Brits.
It was after the Brits.
We hadn't heard from you all day.
Yeah.
And then we learnt about this IOU, which was written on the back of a lottery ticket as well to give it extra class.
Yeah. I did as a Netty.
So you'd obviously torn your lottery ticket in half just to be able to write on there.
That's right.
I, Scott Mills, OU.
I have paid him, though. I'll tell you what.
Well, you took your phone hostage. You had to.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, obviously you had to because you need to pay.
What a night. Well done to me. A lot of people seem to be on work Christmas lunches today. That seems to be a thing, I've noticed. Unlucky Gary's on one, my friend, at the moment, so that'll go wrong. I'll probably get a call from him crying at about 5.
He wasn't in Fleet last night, was he?
No, why would he be?
No, just wondering.
All right. And also a message from Jack and the lads about to hit Whitney. Lock up your daughters / sons.
It's 2:15.
But I know, but people are going out now. I'm on my Snapchat, there's loads of people with like wine in hand. Like today seems to be the day where it's like absolutely fine. Everyone's like on a big one for their work, for their work lunch. Let me know if this is happening to you today. I don't know why today, but it just seems to be the thing.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And now one of our listeners who's having literally the busiest time of the whole year.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Yes, Joe.
Hello.
Where are you at the moment? What are you doing?
I'm from Tavistock, work in the original pastilles, making pasties and selling cakes.
Yes, pasties. So are you a massive pasty fan, would you say, or does the job put you off?
Nah, novelty wears off.
Does it?
Yeah.
I can't imagine a pasty novelty ever wearing off.
If you want to, can you have a pasty whenever you want, like for free, basically?
Oh, yeah, it's my family's business, so you've got that.
I bet you've got all the Christmas bakes on, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
So you're the heir to a pasty empire?
Well, maybe, yeah.
Have you got one shop or is it a chain of loads?
We got two. We got one in Tavistock and one in Plymouth.
Oh, someone's doing well.
Oh, mate.
That's going to set you up for life, that.
Yeah, doing okay. Not bad.
So are you, like, are you one to watch then? Are you going to be the new, I can't say the brand name, but the one that rhymes with Wegs? Is that you?
No.
They'll all be called Joes.
We're better than them. Okay. Wasting your time if you're getting to Greg's.
No, didn't say that.
Oh, no, Wegs.
Thank you. He's got to stick up for the business, isn't he? It's family. Yeah.
Family
business. What's your most popular seller right now at this special time of year?
Oh, it's always traditional steak.
Is it? Steak.
Always, yeah.
But you're not doing a festive one?
Yeah, we do festive one. We do turkey and cranberry.
Oh, lush.
Yeah, I love it.
I would say send us some, but they won't travel well from Devon.
No, probably not. No.
Okay, here's what I've got for you today, Joe. The gossip. Ooh. Beth Ditto, who? Amazing, I loved her. Where are you, Beth Ditto?
Where are you?
This is the gossip standing in the way of control. Good one.
Good song.
Yeah, you could
have this from 2006, or you could have my choice today, which is actually quite a Scott choice.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't from that long after, to be honest, but this is Rihanna, Rude Boy. It's the kind of song they might play at work Christmas party, and suddenly you're watching your colleagues dancing in a way that you don't really want to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Do you know what I mean? Sort of, like, gently grinding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nice.
That'll be happening tonight, won't it?
We had a right situation one time where we were in Edinburgh, I think it was, and we saw one of our colleagues who doesn't work here anymore, so I think it's fine to say. But do you remember the dancing to that my neck, my back
song?
Oh, yeah.
When
God,
that came on.
Winding her body down.
Well, like, half of our workforce is like 50, so don't need that image.
Okay, well, there we are. Imagine them having a little wine to Rude Boy by Rihanna there.
That's
probably why you should pick mine.
Is it decision time now?
Oh, yeah.
Decision's all yours.
So what's the score of the week?
2-1 to me.
Why do you ask that?
I don't know, because I'm just curious.
2-1 to me. If you choose me, I win.
2-1. I don't know. All right, okay. So I think I'm going to have to do this to my girlfriend, because she loves a bit of Rihanna. So I think I'm going to have to go with Chris.
Yeah. 3-1, that's the week to me.
Sigh.
Last one, Joe.
I'm sighing, Joe.
No worries. Cheers.
Disappointment. We've got all this to look forward to later at the Radio 1 and 1 Extra Christmas party. Every year, one of them wakes up with a video and it's like, oh no, I did that with Charlie Sloth.
Yeah,
on the dance floor.
At the time, it all feels okay because it's to a certain song and you're in the moment.
It's that exact kind of song though, isn't it?
Yeah, and the video the next day. And people do share that stuff around here.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, tomorrow will be hilarious here.
You know, there's a whole department here that I imagine at Christmas party, their job is social, right? So they're the ones to always look out for the social department on a Christmas party.
Yeah.
And they are busy tweeting.
Yeah. Also, do look out for Newsbeat is my tip.
Yeah, always. Always.
They love it. They love it. But that song will come on later. We'll be stood there with our drinks in the corner because we're always in the corner. Mm-hmm. It'll be like...
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Don't you do that girlfriend finger snap at me, Carol. Debbie, put Shawnee B down, etc.
Yeah.
All happening tonight.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
So many people having their works lunch thing today. Kevin's been on. Also, Sarah in Fleetwood about to head out with work. I mean, they're potentially awkward, the work ones, aren't they?
I think today is probably the biggest one in the UK for Christmas parties and lunches, as you said.
Yeah, lunches as well.
I think because Thursday, close to the weekend, not quite Friday. I don't know, just everything seems right today. It's the right time.
Uh-oh, watch out, everybody. Watch out, Aberystwyth. Tracy from Tesco Aberystwyth's out with the crew.
Not Tracy.
Tracy from Aberystwyth Tesco. Aberystwyth Tesco's.
Yeah, I know. We all know. Yes.
We do, yeah. Oh, and it's our Radio 1 Christmas party tonight as well, so, okay, good. Oh, Tom Zanetti's already got a thing on the internet.
Amazing, yeah. A few people have texted about this. It's called The Sick Life.
Sick Life
with Tom Zanetti. I've only seen about 30 seconds, but we'll be watching it all.
Yeah. He's like... If Towie had a DJ on it, that would be him. Do you know what I mean? He's lead. Like, if Dapper Laughs was a DJ, that's Tom Zanetti. Anyway, a lot of people enjoy his work on the YouTubes and on the Made in Leeds channel.
But I just can't believe he's got a reality series already. It was just an idea.
It's very well done.
Everything's been done, hasn't it?
Okay, so day 15 on the Who event calendar.
Oh, yes.
What massive Who could be lurking behind the door today? Let's find out.
The Who event calendar with Scott Mills. Yeah, I'd like to look behind door number 50.
The next act safe and definitely returning next week is...
Only the young.
Who are we hooing here? Only the young or only the young shouty man?
Only the young
shouty man, of course.
Only the young! Only the young!
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills.
You know, one of my highlights of the year was back in March when the Scott Mills Bridge was opened to the public on the M3 at Fleet Services connecting north and southbound. The team at Fleet Services very kindly named a bridge after me, and there was a plaque up there.
Yeah. Well, it was an idea of mine. I wanted your legacy to continue for as long as time. And one of the ways we managed to do it was basically saying, look, if you want to name something after Scott Mills, let us know. And they got in touch and said, well, look, how about this bridge? We couldn't believe it. And then it actually happened. Mm. And what a day it was.
And I get pictures on my Twitter every day from people visiting that bridge on the M3 and having a picture with the plaque. Then, obviously, yesterday we heard the news that there had been a terrible fire. Nobody injured, which is great. But the bridge has been a little damaged. Let's just cast our mind back to March. And you gave this incredible, moving and rousing speech, Chris. Yeah. Before finally opening me up, opening my bridge. Mm. Here it is.
I'm pleased to say millions of people will have the pleasure of experiencing Scott Mills Bridge. Whether you gently drive underneath Scott or courageously go through him. Walk with me a while as we traverse the Scott Mills Bridge. Hand in hand, if you will. Step lightly. Step gaily. Savour each and every moment. This day will go down in Fleet history, etched in the annals of time. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the Scott Mills Bridge. Rod, the curtains.
Rod there from the service station opened the small curtains to the plaque and the bridge was named after me.
That actually gives me GBs.
Same. Real goosebumps there. Oh, shivered all over there. Oh. And interesting to note that on several BBC news reports from the South today, they have been calling it the Scott Mills Bridge, named after the Radio 1 DJ, which I'm really pleased about, actually, that they've acknowledged that on the actual news.
Well, what it has shown is if there is a problem at Fleet, it has stuck. The name on the bridge thing has stuck.
Now, Joe Palmer, our reporter, has been on the scene all morning for us. Hi, Joe.
Hello, Scott.
So I understand that traffic is now moving on the M3 under the bridge. How did it look when you saw it? Is it okay?
Well, obviously, it was fairly devastating coming up and seeing any potential damage to it. But actually, it really is okay. Those lovely windows as you walk across the bridge, I'm afraid they are a bit smoky and a bit grey. It's a little bit worn. But I think you're actually going to provide a lifeline, because later on, people are going to be able to park up on the south side and cross over to the north side and use the facilities.
So the bridge is still looking magnificent there, Joe.
Magnificent is a strong word, but the bridge
ever looked magnificent.
You're right, the bridge is still here. Most importantly, your sign saying the Scott Mills Bridge is still here.
So the plaque's okay?
I can confirm that is fine. I've had eyeballs on it. There is a cone blocking you off crossing the bridge at the moment, but the plaque is fine.
On both sides, because there is a plaque both sides.
I'm afraid I can't allay your fears. All I can tell you is that the other side has severe smoke damage.
So we might need to look at a reopening at some point for that one.
Yeah, and it would need to be grand, because it would be then like a phoenix from the flames, wouldn't it? So, I mean, you need to think big for this one.
Now, Joe, when people visit the Scott Mills Bridge, the main thing that they say is that it stinks a bit, particularly on hot days in the sunshine. It just gives off a bit of a pong. So Chris has come up with an idea.
Yeah, what I was thinking is maybe in the sort of forthcoming weeks, when the bridge is open, people can come and bring an air freshener and just leave it on the bridge.
Now, I think the challenge that moves beyond an air freshener now, Chris, is I have stood there. It absolutely reeks. Think bonfire night over at your auntie's, by the bonfire, and your clothes for several days afterwards. That's the kind of level we're talking about. I'm not convinced.
Here's the thing, Joe. I think the smoke damage could be a blessing in disguise, because on a hot day, people say that the bridge does stink. Mm. I mean, it just stinks of something different now. Yeah, a lot of smoke.
The smell was horrendous. If anything, this may have helped.
Well, I think there's so many positives that we have to take from this, really. We have to look at the fact that your bridge is going to have a major increase in footfall, because people are going to have no choice but to use it. And you're right, there is definitely no bad smell there now. The only thing it smells of is old fags.
Okay, thank you, Joe. And your sign-off, please.
Joe Palmer, BBC News, reporting from Fleet Services.
And in all seriousness, if you are passing by in the next few days, Chucking a Glade in there would really help me out. Just leave it in there.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Alfie and Dawlish has been on. Why not get everyone to buy a magic tree and just hang that in there? And then they'll create a shrine to you and you can make it on the same level as the Love Bridge, you know, with the padlocks.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're after here. And it will get known for it. Anyone passing will just drop off some kind of air freshener.
Yeah, anyone will do, you know.
Yeah, like literally anything.
Yeah. It could be like the bridge that people put all the locks on, though. Yeah, but it'll just be air fresheners. No, Dan off of Reading, don't be irresponsible. Of course you can't take a scented candle. We've been in this situation last night.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Those are Thursday's best bits. We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. And it's Relationship Transfer Deadline Day. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.